And we welcome to the conversation this week at Waldorf with President Bob Alsop. Bob, good to see you. Good morning.
Good to see you. Good morning, Mark. Great to be here.
Yeah, and you kicked off the year Monday, right?
Actually, yesterday. Was the first day of classes. Started a little earlier, a couple weeks earlier this year, and we'll finish the semester by Thanksgiving. And so tried to position the semester a little differently so we don't have students traveling for Thanksgiving, coming back for a week and a half, and then, you know, that leave for break. And so I think this will be a benefit to our students. It allows us to put some nice breaks to refresh the battery in the middle of the semester. So, yeah, we're excited.
And you've got a lot of students on campus.
Yeah, we're projecting around 615 full-time students, which is up from 601. Last year, which was our highest full-time enrollment in over 30 years, so we continue that incremental growth on campus. So it's, you know, it's a great buzz, great excitement on campus right now.
Mm-hmm. And people probably heard earlier this summer there's going to be kind of a transition coming that is going to kind of localize things again.
Yeah, we're going through a change of ownership. We were very fortunate with the ownership over the last 12 years with the Mays and Cooley family and how we've been able to develop our online programs and advance our campus. But we're looking very much forward to the Waldorf Lutheran College Foundation, which has been supporting Waldorf students through scholarships and campus ministry and alumni events over the last 16 years to take on that role of ownership of Waldorf University.
When might that everything be finalized, Bob?
So we're hoping, we're looking towards a December closing of this transaction. The linchpin of this is our work with our accreditor, the Higher Learning Commission, and they will take that up in their November board meeting. And if all goes as planned, and as we anticipate, in December we'll be able to close on the transaction.
Bob, will there be any aesthetic changes that people will see on campus, or is it pretty much going to be status quo?
Yeah, you know, I think we want to continue our trajectory of campus improvements and other efforts to advance the academic mission of the university, and we feel like this change of ownership gives us great opportunities to do that. But for the most part, you know, it's going to be business as usual when it comes to our faculty and staff and students.
Mm-hmm. How's the online component looking?
Yeah, so, you know, it's counterintuitive with the pandemic, but that really had an impact on our online students. You know, the average age of our online student is 37. They have, you know, full-time jobs. They have families, children at home. So navigating through that pandemic and then, you know, restarting and reprioritizing coming out of it, you know, we saw a drop in our enrollments. We're close to 3,700 online students. We're down to about 3,300 right now. But we're seeing some recovery of that right now, and we have some new programs and new relationships that we're looking forward to. You might be interested. We have now we have a physical presence on two Air Force bases, Elson in Alaska and F.E. Warren in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
How do those come to pass?
Yeah, so you know, we've had good relationships with the military. And we take a lot of pride in being able to offer higher education opportunities to our servicemen and women and veterans. You develop that kind of relationship and reputation, and you have opportunities like this.
Very good. So there's lots of cause for optimism.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bob, thank you, and have a great year.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
That's Bob Alsop, president of Waldorf University here in Forest City, our guest on This Week at Waldorf.